Recorded Books presents An Unabridged Recording of Full of Grace by Dorothea Benton Frank, narrated by Susan Bennett, and directed by Rob Grannis. This book is copyrighted 2006 by Dorothea Benton Frank. This recording is copyrighted 2008 by Recorded Books. The author opens this book with a quote from South Carolina poet laureate Marjorie Heath Wentworth's The Sound of Your Own Voice Singing. The weight of love is the heaviest burden you have learned to carry. In the silence of the heavens, it's a dream that wakes you with the sound of your own voice singing. And now, Full of Grace.
Prologue. A message from Michael. Until I met Grace Russo, I did not know that my Lacoste shirts did not have to be dry cleaned. In this area alone, she has saved me a very tidy sum. But in matters of serious significance, quite simply, Grace has changed my world. She showed me how to understand and value love, and on a lighter note, to crave all things Italian. But that's not why I love her. I was a lonely guy, living in a world of lab rats, trying to discover a way to save humanity from any and all illness. I lived on Chinese takeout, pizza to go, loose women, deli roasted chickens, baseball, frustration, and beer. Grace popped into my life like a cork exploding from a bottle of champagne. Okay, maybe Asti Spumante, but something highly explosive. Oh, she thought she was all kind of chill sophistication, but she was nothing but effervescence. Truth? Just being around her pumped carbonation into my veins, too. This bubbling and rumbling of volcanic eruption began the very first night we met. No one was more surprised than I was, except for Grace. We were avowed non-bubblers, and the living embodiments of the immovable object meeting the irresistible force. Two hardcore cynics met their match, and two other innocents out there were saved from our callous foibles. It may not sound romantic to you, but no one has ever accused me of being sentimental. Or Grace. Why am I telling you this? I'm getting my 2 cents in now, because once Grace starts telling you our story, I won't be able to get a word in with a crowbar. Grace is a wonderful gal, but she can be very chatty, especially when she is excited about something. Anyway, here's what I would like for you to keep in the back of your mind as this tale unwinds. I guess you could say I'm a happy slave to science, but a curious skeptic all around. For all of my life, I have believed wholeheartedly that if I wanted the cosmos explained, it was best to find the explanations myself. I always wanted proof, irrefutable proof that could be measured and qualified. Soon enough into my research, I had to throw out the old rule book because some strange things began to happen. I would run an experiment 50 times in my lab and get the same results, but if I ran the exact experiment in the lab next door, the results changed. Then I heard about these guys in California, physicists in quantum mechanics. They ran a series of experiments using meditation in an attempt to lower the pH of water. Yes, you heard me. Meditation. But here are the facts. 4 guys meditated on a canister of water and lowered its pH by 1 full degree. Just by the way, if your pH was lowered by 1 degree, you'd be dead. But then something interesting happened. When they performed the exact same experiment in another room, the results changed. Okay, at first blush, I thought they were a bunch of crackpots because I wasn't exactly spellbound by meditation or the pH in water. It was interesting, but not mesmerizing. However, what had me nailed were 2 things. Duplicating the experiment in another space caused a measurable change in results. As I said, I had witnessed and experienced the same phenomena in my own work, and I was fascinated that the intentions of people merely meditating could bring about a chemical change in the water. What did it mean? Well, it implied that space had memory, and you could condition space, and that you could apply human intent and bring about physical change. It had monumental implications. It might just explain a lot of the inexplicable.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?